la pachanga, goza pachanga, baila pachanga, goza pachanga.
Hi everyone, this is Bobby Elias, your host for the show. Let's create a better world. That's the name of the show, and we're going to be on every Saturday from 11 to 12. Actually, we're on from 11 to 11:30 in English and 11:30 to 12 in Spanish every Saturday. That would be West Coast time, I'm sorry. The East Coast time in English, 2 to 2:30, and in Spanish, 2:30 to 3 o'clock Eastern time. All right? My name is Bobby Elias. I've been an activist for many, many years, going back to the tail end of the Vietnam War, where we put together the largest resist the draft campaign anywhere, and a lot of young men in many all over the country got out of it. It was called the National Chicano Moratorium. It wasn't just for Chicanos, or a lot, which is Mexican Americans, because we were the brunt of the war. We were the ones that got killed far more than anybody else and won more medals, et cetera. But it was for everyone. It was because the war machine was terrible. Anyway, that's another story. Since then, I've done a lot of many things, newspaper reporter, et cetera. But I'm into health. I'm into activism. I'm into a lot of things. And this show is going to be here to educate people about all the great, great things that are out there. So today's show is going to be about positive thinking, affirmations, about being grateful for what you have and not what you don't have. And I'm really strong on that theme of being grateful. We're not grateful enough. And for example, I wake up in the morning and I'm just glad I'm alive. That's grateful number one, I'm alive. Number two, I have a bed to sleep in. Remember, around the world they don't have beds and they don't have all the things we have. Number three, I feel great. Number four, I talk about what I have. I have food. I have a place to live. I have a car. I have enough money to survive and get by. I'm grateful for what I have. I don't stop to say what I don't have or think about that. Then I'm giving bad energy to something not very good. So that's what we want to do, is stay positive. We're going to have future shows coming up on the GMO issue, the Monsanto mess that's coming in. We're going to Gary's movie called Seeds of Death is a great movie. We're going to be showing that in Los Angeles. That's where I'm at. I run the Gary Noel Health Support Group in Los Angeles. And our next get-together, for those of you that have a pen and would like to come, if you're in the area, is going to be Saturday, March 30th. It's going to be in Sherman Oaks, which is part of the Valley. And we want you to consider going there if you're in the area. It's going to be at 5:30 p.m. There'll be more information coming on that later. People can call me for more information or email me. My email address is Bobby Elias, ELIS7@yahoo.com, and my phone number, 323-770-1925. For those of you that are interested in the Gary Noel, we also sell a lot of Gary's products. I'm a wholesaler for him, and we're going to be going to health stores getting Gary's products out. So I'm a busy guy on the Gary Noel machine. And we love Gary. We've learned a lot from him. Our people have really got involved with him. Anyway, today's theme, once again, let's be grateful for what we have. Let's talk about the affirmations, the positive thinking, how it's done and changed your life. I have a young lady that is on the line right now, and her name is Diana Mendez. She is a fantastic young businesswoman that is doing lots of great things. She's very involved in the community, has a history in the community as a Latina, and she gave me a tape. Now, I've been listening to tapes. There's tapes by Gary Null, Louise Hay, Wayne Dwyer, and many more others. If you recall, 5 years ago or so, The Secret came out, and then Law of Attraction by several people. Gary had one called Law of Attraction. This is all great, great stuff. We need this. Our mind is so important. So this young lady gave me a tape, and I thanked her, and I listened to it. I made copies of it and gave it to my friends. It's one of the tapes I didn't have. And she's on the line now, and I want to ask her, Diana, are you there?
I'm here.
Good. I want to ask you, first of all, tell me about the story about how you got the tape and what it what you heard and what it did for you, if you could, please.
Well, and I'll sum it up, you know, pretty quick. It's a whole life story, but I'm Diana Mendez, and I'm a professional. I've only had four jobs in 32 years, and that fourth job I loved until I got a new manager. You know, you always have to answer to someone. And it was at the top of my game, being in the interior design business. I ended up hating my job because of who was actually looking over me. And it's called your boss. And so I, instead of complaining, and I did something about it. I listened to this tape and said, you know, do your dream. And it, I always thought I could retire at this place you know, you make a big salary, the retirement, the vacations, everything. And I thought, okay, this is your time to get out. You don't like your boss, you love your job, let's do your own business. Imagine trying to do this during the big drop of the 2007 when everything fell. I mean, the market was down, everything was down. But I took the plunge because I listened to Louise Hay, which, and Gary Nall, and I'm not kidding you, they just penetrated in me this energy that you can do it if you really want. And I'm a goal setter, and I've achieved many things in my life that I'm proud of. And I said, I'm going to do it. And I started the business from nothing, okay? Nothing. I had money in the bank from the 401k that you're not supposed to touch until you retire. I didn't care. I went. I just did it. I put in my 10,000 hours today, and today I have to say I have a beautiful, running, successful business. I just look back, and I say, thank God that I did it, okay? I believe that anyone, from humble beginnings to all the way to, I mean, whoever you are out there, you could do what you want to do, but I'll tell you what the secret is. You have to write it down. You have to have a goal. I've been setting goals since 1979, okay? You write your goals. What do you want to do today, this year? What do you want to do in 5 years? What do you want to do in 10 years? What do you want to do in 20 years? Okay? Write it down. Whatever it is. I always had a list of professional goals, and I always had a list of personal goals. I know everybody wants to lose weight, be healthy, be happy, you know, just have the Lord bless you. And then you always, on the professional side, you know, you want the greatest job, you want to travel all over the world. Write it down. Where do you want to go? You want to travel? Where do you want to go? Well, I wanted to travel throughout Mexico, which I was able to achieve that. I wanted to take my son to the 1984 Olympics. I did that. I wanted to have my own business. I just finally got it. Okay? I believe that if you write down those goals, you will achieve. You got to review them. You got to carry, you know, everybody has an agenda, or they have a, you know, today it's so easy with the iPads and the iPhones, and you write things down, write them down, and believe in what you write down, because if you believe, you could do anything. Don't make up excuses, because we do. Oh, it's too cold. Oh, it's too hot. Oh, that's too hard to do, or I don't have a degree. Just do it. Just do it. Okay? I didn't have a degree when I had experience, but guess what? I planned to quit. I went back to school in my 50s, and I got my certificate of interior design so that I could charge what I wanted to charge, the going rate, I would say, so that people want to say, oh, what school did you go to? Well, I have 32 years experience, but I didn't have the final paper, and I did it. So it's never too late, okay? Going back to school and working at the same time in your 50s, it's really challenging, but I didn't let anything stop me. And guess what? I was top of the class, because I knew practically everything. I just needed that paper, and I needed how to write contracts. So I believe that if you really, really want something out there, You can do it. I don't care what you want to do. Whether you want to be a firefighter, or you want to be a doctor, or you want to be a lawyer, or you just want to own your own business, you could actually do it. But you have to have a plan, and you have to write it down. And you have to, there's a lot of sacrifices out there, okay, that you have to be able to give up some things where you can't go somewhere to the big party because you have to go to work. That's what you got to do. That's what you got to do. So I highly recommend that one of the things that has made me very successful today, you have to write your goals. You have to, that's an affirmation. You have to write it down. And you have to think positive because there's so many negatives around us, okay? And today I sit here at a friend's house overlooking this beautiful pool and tennis court. I'm actually came to a job to look at her home. She needs some advice from me and enjoying my life. I can't tell you what a great treat. That was.
Diana, that is super, Diana. Let me, for those of you who are just tuning in, my name is Bobby Elias, and this is the show called Let's Create a Better World, a theme of the show that's going to be about helping people become better in their lives, and also let's team up with some leaders and everyone, organizations, to make this a better world. And Gary asked me to do a show in Spanish. The second half hour will be in Spanish. The first half hour is not strictly for Latinos, it's for everyone. I run the Gary Northall Support Group. Diana mentioned age, and at the beginning I said she's a young lady. She is young. She's a baby boomer, but baby boomers are young. Don't ever think, don't ever go around saying you're old, I'm old. If you say that enough times, you will be old. You want to, I'm a young man, and I've been there, and I've got kids. One of my daughters is in her 20s. She's listening to the show right now, and I hope you take this show in good, because Diana is almost like a mentor for you. And Diana, you're just great, everything you said about goals. Age is not, you know, the only time you're old is when you're barely able to walk, you're senile, or you're extremely sick. Yeah, I mean, yeah, that's old. You know, to me, there are people that are in their 60s, 70s, and yes, in their 80s. They can still do things. I'm a dancer. I know a gentleman that's 86 years old. We're going to have him on the show one of these days. That's one of the best dancers around, still. He teaches, he does everything. And, so age is not a factor. I just want to chime in on being grateful, and then I'm going to ask you, Diana, to add anything that you want about being grateful or about affirmations or about you gave your story about that was great, but I want to about things in the tape that people should know and understand of how they can simply start their own agenda on how to be more positive. But being grateful, as I said at the beginning, I wake up and I'm just glad I'm alive, and I'm just grateful for all the good things. Whenever something happens bad, I don't let it happen. About 2 weeks ago, I was working out, and I was at some stairs. It had just rained that morning, so the stairs were slightly wet. I was doing stairs because I do yoga stairs. I do exercise. I do everything. I mean, I dance 7 days a week sometimes. Anyway, these stairs I hit, and I fell all the way down, about 20 stairways, and I hit the bottom. And I rolled over pretty hard, and I thought, oh, my God, I'm dead. I must be. And so, no, I didn't say that. I just said, well, you know, first thing I said was, I'm alive, okay? I was grateful for that. Number two, I got up, and I could stand, and I could walk. I could walk. And bruised, my ribs hurt like heck, and I was painful, and there's bumps and bruises all over, cuts. But it didn't matter, because I'm okay. That's the main thing. I didn't stop to complain that I fell or that I was hurt or anything of that sort. That's being positive. And I learned this from all these tapes. Gary Noel's got a DVD called Law of Attraction. Those of you that are interested in that, stay in touch with me on the show, and we're going to talk more about that. So, Diana, I want to get back to you. Any more things you want to add about how we can teach other people how they can be more positive or more grateful or more better affirmations? I love your goals part, but can you add some more to us, Diana, please?
Okay, I have to say that I'm very grateful also. Talk about law of attraction a little bit. You know, you attract, you visualize, and you believe to be in a certain setting. I put myself in a lot of special places just to, the law of attraction will bring you in that setting, if you really think about it, because I think about things, like, let me give you an example. I think about myself being on this lovely island. How could I get there? When I'm going? And all of a sudden, I plan for it and I'm there. Okay? The other part is I'll go back where Bobby fell 20 stories down. I was in 3 car accidents last year. It was not, this is something, why is this happening? I was very afraid, but it's all gone. I'm okay. I'm walking, I'm talking. I'm here talking with all of you. It's just something that I don't know what happened there. That was negative, okay? Because things happen in life, it's something for you. But I kept thinking, you know what? I'm okay. Nothing happened. Little massage here and there, and I'm okay. I'm also very grateful for my family. I have a lovely family. I have a lovely son. God is well. Only one. I have 3 lovely friends. I'm very grateful for them. Very grateful. Family is very special. Go ahead.
Yeah, Dana, about affirmations. You know, one of the things that I know you and I have both listened to a number of people, including Louise Hay, that she has a book and she has different takes about affirmations, about, you know, and what that was part of goal setting that you talked about earlier is that you mark something down, you write something down, you say something every day, like, even though you're not at a point, you still say it anyway so that you can be there. In other words, instead of saying, lamenting, oh, I don't have a good car, I need a better car, and complaining about it, start to visualize yourself in a newer car, a nicer car, visualize what you want, and you get in the steering wheel and start driving it. Or a number of things that you can do in that manner. So, you know, you want affirmations to say something like, I am healthy. There was a thing on the Secret. If any of you saw The Secret, you might recall this lady had cancer, and they told her she might have about 3 months to live, and she didn't believe them. She just went about her business every day. She was dressed up nicely, had flowers on the table, kept her house clean, and she kept saying this. She said, I am healthy. I am healthy. I'm perfectly healthy. I have no problems. After 3 months, by saying this all day long, she beat cancer. It went away because of the mind. The mind is so powerful. You can say and be whatever you want to be, pretty much. So
yeah, another thing, I'm visual, so I on my refrigerator, I have cut out the different magazines, different things that make me happy. I have, beautiful pictures of beautiful scenery, so I'm going to say I want a beautiful outfit, and I want to be able to look like that model. Of course, never will be that young again, but try to look like it. You know, like that bottle, that outfit, you say, okay, this is it. I went ahead, I shopped, I bought this beautiful outfit, and I looked really nice. I was very proud in how I looked. And that's another thing. You know, we're always trying to lose weight. We're always trying to work out. We're always trying. That's a big, you visualize yourself, and look at yourself in a certain outfit. Okay, that's me walking in the room. Oh, wow, is that Diana? And that's another great affirmation for, I think, that we all struggle with our weight. And, of course, you know, you have to be able to, again, do what you need to do. Eat less, work out, all those things. And that's planning. That all takes a lot of planning. And it takes time from your day, but you got to figure if Mrs. Obama could work out every day, why can't I? She has a much more busier schedule than I do. So I planned it. You know, you've got the trainer, you've got this, you've got the beach. We live in Southern California, and you just do it. And that's another affirmation. I've always wanted to live at the beach. That's where I live. I live at the beach, under the water, under the sand. That's the nice. I live there. It's something that wasn't, it's like bliss. That's my and to be active. So all these things, you don't have to do. You got to visualize, and you got to write it in.
That sounds great. You know, Diana, you're really good at this, and we should do a CD for a lot of people in English and in Spanish to really educate people about what you said, like goals, and give your story, what you just did on this. This is really, really eye-opening and very, very informative for people to know, because it's so important. And At the end of the show, I want you to give any information you'd like, Dan, and I'll give my information as far as follow-up. And by the way, for those of you that just tuned in, this is Diana Mendez I'm speaking to. She is a real story about how she used the power of positive thinking, affirmations, being grateful, all on tapes, and learned to, even though she was, what, I think you said you were in your 50s, where she turned around and just set goals and changed her whole life. This is really a great, great story. And the same for myself. I mean, I've been into health, I've been an activist, I've been doing many things, and this power of the mind is starting to take hold and be as powerful as a great healthy diet. In fact, let me tell you a story about what Gary Null did, and I run his show, his events out here in L.A., but he had a study he did about 4 or 5 years ago on skin and hair. And the 7 things he did was, I can't remember all 7, I believe one was exercise, meditation, yoga. Other things that he taught were a diet, a great diet, a vegetarian diet, then supplements and pills. And but the two toppers, the two things that, one was a green juice. In order to improve their hair and skin, people would drink 4 glasses of green juice a day with mainly celery, cabbage, cucumbers, and parsley. And they also the power of being positive thinking, the gratefulness, and thinking of health and saying positive things and nothing negative. Well, guess what? After 3 months, 95% of the people, so 500 people, that's 475 people succeeded. The men, the men were in their 40s, 50s, and 60s. Their hair came back, turned from white to the original color. So, but here's the bottom line of that. I'm going through a long story here. What many people found out was that positive talk and thinking, affirmations, and staying on top of the mental things, stop saying all the bad things about yourself, that had more to do than even the green juice. And green juice has always been a great way to get your skin and hair together. So that's a great story. And so I tell people this positive and mental thing is very strong. It's changed Diana's life. It's helped change my life. And anyway, we're coming towards the end of the show. Diana, is there anything else that you want to add for the next 2 or 3 minutes?
No, I just wanted to add about being healthy and eating healthy. That's another challenge in the sense of, you know, looking at when you go shopping and you buy product, groceries and so on, you try to not purchase items with too many preservatives in it, okay? And it's what I did. I started my pantry, the refrigerator, even something so simple like ketchup that I love. And I tried to purchase the ketchup that didn't have preservatives. And was able to achieve that, okay? It takes a little longer to shop. That's the only thing. And I think that's part of why, too, I feel so good. I try to eat less preservatives in my body, eat healthy, work out, and enjoy life and be very grateful for this beautiful sunshine that's beating on me right now outside to sit and chat with you.
Yes, so, very good, Diana.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know, we should get you to do it. I'm telling you, you and I are, somehow we should get a few people together and do our own version of positive thinking and being grateful. Because so many people need those things. I love what you said about the goals and goal setting. There's one more thing about all that, a vision board. In The Secret, they talk about this guy would put on it, as he woke up in his bedroom, on looking straight up above where he could see a picture of a house he wanted, a picture of a car he wanted, whatever he wanted. That was his vision board. Or he would put it in the door in the bathroom there where he would always see something.
Find a refrigerator.
Yeah, exactly. The refrigerator is a great place. A lot of people do those little buttons and stick-ons. So that's the story with that. That is so, so important. Now, as we end the show, I've got about 2 minutes to go, so I want to tell everybody, that, and I want to thank Diana so much. And Diana, I want you to hang around, please, or call back at 11:30 our time. We're in West Coast, by the way, 2:30 Eastern time. We start a half hour in Spanish, a show very similar to this. We're going to talk about the same subject matter. And Diana's going to be on. I have another lady that changed her life totally because of a tape I gave her. hopefully she'll be on. But every Saturday, the show is on. This is the second week of the show. And the first half hour is called Let's Create a Better World. And the second half hour in Spanish is called Un Mundo Mejor. And we're going to change that name somehow, come up with a good name. I'm asking for suggestions. But Gary Noel is, I thank him so much for letting me have this show. We want to teach all the people that are disenfranchised, people that are at the bottom, the underdogs, 99%. There's so many, even the middle class is hurting now because of what's going on with the banks and the money situation. It's really, really bad. Anyway, I want to finish up by saying that I have a Gary Noel meeting going on in Los Angeles where Gary Noel is going to come in on Skype, hopefully, and we're going to ask him questions about the movie. We're going to see the movie Seeds of Death. This is the best movie on the GMO issue. The Monsanto is really, really a bad company. They're trying to take food all over the world, and even in Mexico, Diane, I don't know if you know it, but in Mexico, corn is the number one food in the world over there. I know. My grandfather lived to be old age, 108 years old. He ate a lot of corn. Monsanto is going to come in and do the corn and GMO it with viruses and parasites. This is what's going on. Our show, we're going to have shows on that. We're going to have shows about a lot of great subject matter. So stay in touch with us on the Internet. You're welcome to call me. My number is 323-770-1925. Always looking for more ideas on shows and what people want. Or you can email me at Bobby Elias, E-L-I-A-S, 7@yahoo.com. And every Saturday the show is on. We're going to have the second half hour, if you want to tune in, and those of you that understand Spanish would like to. Gary says he's got a lot of people in Mexico listening. I know he's got people in Europe and Spain and other countries. So we're going to make sure that people there, as well as the United States, we're going to help promote this show on the West Coast. The first half hour will be in English. It'll be about activities going on in Southern California, California, the West Coast. And eventually I do want to get a panel together about and begin to talk about how we can make this a better world. What can we do? What can we... we know there's a lot of obstacles and problems with the banks and the war and the medical machine and the food machine. It's really, really bad. Money and greed have taken over. And so we're going to talk about that. We have a feminist, she's a ethnic studies instructor here in Los Angeles. She's outstanding. She's going to speak about feminist issues in the near future. So we're going to talk about the whole gamut from body, mind, spirit. This is an educational show, an information show, and we're there to help you learn everything you can about health. So I'm going to sign off now, and we'll be back a few minutes after from now at 11, shortly after 11:30 in Spanish. Make sure you hear our show in English every Saturday, 11 a.m. Pacific time, 2 o'clock Eastern time. This is Bobby Elias for our show, signing off. Thank you very much.
Baila pachanga, goza pachanga, baila pachanga.